Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Wishing you a blessed Thanksgiving. I know many are gathered around the table with family and eating turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy, and that fellowship is so important, but I also think it's an opportunity for us to be reminded of the first Thanksgiving proclamation issued by President George Washington at the request of Congress on October 3rd, 1789. Here are some comments from the proclamation. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have by the joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, to be observed, to acknowledge with grateful hearts and many and signal favors of all Almighty God. And it goes on further to say, and also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations and beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions. On this Thanksgiving Day, would you invite family members to join you and pause and offer thanks to God for the freedom that we have in our nation, but also to pray and ask for God's favor to rest on us and ask for God's forgiveness to be extended to our national sins. In the spirit of religious liberty, I invite you to mark your calendar and join us for a statewide prayer call on Tuesday, November 28th from 8 to 8:30 p.m. to pray for the upcoming Supreme Court case, the Jack Phillips Masterpiece Cake Shop case, that will impact yours and my religious liberty. From all of us at Nebraska Family Alliance, happy Thanksgiving.